Looking forward to next weekend. Ho ho! Going to be a beauty. Going to be a great start to the weekend. Really enjoyed the AFL season launch during the week too, I have to say. I watched it last night. I taped it and watched it back because I was watching the Storm live when it was on. Just falling over the line winning their match. But watched back the presentation. Saw Peter Gordon's speech. So I thought Eastern Wood was a really, really impressive part of our SEN footy calling team here. Darren Parkins will be in the studio this afternoon. Darren, I thought Eastern Wood was very impressive.
Yeah, he was. He spoke with genuine emotion, I guess the passion of what it was like to be in that position where he was receiving the cup again and Gordon receiving the flag. And it's that type of raw emotion that you would expect to be associated. It was how the Bulldogs played that entire finals campaign. So, yeah, I thought it was great. And a lot of discussion around the week over season launches and captain's days and whether they're a waste of time. But I think when you see something like that, it sort of outlines it all with the video that was released as well.
Oh, that was terrific. Mm. Peter Dixon film.
Into the Fury, I think it's called.
Yeah, very good. Very well done. I mean, he's done some very, very quality stuff over the years, but that was as good as I've seen anything he's done. It was really good. Maybe it meant more to me because it was about my footy team, but I thought it was really, really well put together, quality stuff.
Yeah, I could relate as a St Kilda supporter, I guess, as to what that might be like. I guess that journey that you would go on and the way you could feel and obviously hoping for that ultimate outcome at the end. So, yeah, I think most of those have been terrific. I've enjoyed the last couple of years when they've had the chosen few, which was the captains and the coaches, and they basically had the interviews with all of them around, you know, what it's like to have setbacks and things outside of the game. I mean, obviously, Jared McVay's story with his child, Nick Riewoldt, with his sister, and all of the personal stuff that was involved. I think it's been terrific.
No, I thought Jared McVay did the life membership thing really well too.
Absolutely.
Thought he handled it well.
50 to Murali Vijay as well, else we're on the topic. So okay. India building slowly. But yeah, Jared McVay, he's a guy that obviously missed out on that 06 flag and then obviously had the personal tragedy, played in 12 and then have lost a couple since. So yeah, he's a guy that I guess understands the ups and downs of the journey.
We're all full of hope, and that's the thing that came out of the season launch was that we're at 0-0, everybody, everything's flat, no one's got any advantage on anybody else, and we head into this first weekend all full of hope. I've got no idea. I've sat down, I reckon, 5 or 6 times, and I'm sure you have, and you've probably done yours, to do my 8, to work my ladder out. I cannot get my head around 6th to about 12th or 13th.
Yeah, because you end up with a side way lower than you planned to put them. And then you finish your 8 and you're like, I've left 3 teams out. I mean, I had to, in my 8, I had to leave Geelong out of it. I didn't have to leave Geelong out. But in the end, you end up leaving a team like that out. Some people have left Hawthorn out. Rowan Connolly left Adelaide out before. So obviously, most people are leaving North Melbourne out, but not a certainty. You're getting some people that are even leaving the West Coast Eagles out, which seems a bit far-fetched. But
I've left all of them out at some stage.
Yeah, that's right. You end up with 14 teams, and you end up with a team like, oh, you think, oh, Collingwood or Essendon might go all right, and then you have them 13th or something, and you're like, well, geez, it's just so tough.
And the first 4 weeks, I know they're all worth 4 points, but the first 4 weeks is going to really dictate where everyone's at. And that first round, St Kilda and Melbourne, that's a beauty.
St Kilda Melbourne is obviously huge. If Collingwood were to be up and about and say get the Bulldogs in round one, Essendon Hawthorn is
up,
well, I don't think they will, but Essendon Hawthorn is big. So obviously the Bombers play a Hawthorn side without Hodge now on top of the other two. They were always going to be fired up playing their arch rival. Richmond have to start well. They can't drop games like that. North Melbourne would have looked at it and thought, oh, we're in for a lot of people think a difficult year, but we've got a home game against West Coast who don't travel that well. Then they lose Ben Cunnington. So, yeah, it's a tricky one. I think Fremantle plays Geelong. Is that right? That's an interesting game as well to start the season. So, yeah, there's plenty of those 8-pointers.
No, it'd be very, very good first weekend of footy. Looking forward to it. And if you enjoyed, have you enjoyed the AFLW? I know you called a few games.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Brisbane, based on their star power, their top echelon players have been outstanding. But we've seen Collingwood start to get it going late, but a little bit too late for them. I think if they beat the Crows by about 9 goals or something like that, they were half a chance of getting through. But that's unlikely based on what we've seen.
We've got plenty of that coming up for 4:30 this afternoon. Melbourne and Frio with our calling team will be Matty Granlin, Shiloh Curtis and Megan Husway joining us for the AFLW action this afternoon. Thanks, Darren.